Another thing you could look at would be casualties in car accidents. And here you can see a very different kind of story. If you look at these statistics, you can see that these are figures for 2002. A lot more men than women. I mean, about 75% of people who were killed in accidents in 2002 were men, and only 25% women. If you look at this figure here, where it says all severities, that refers to all types of accident, whether it's just a small accident and you break your arm or you get a bruise on your head or something like that, or somebody is killed. So all this refers to all kinds of accidents where somebody is injured in some way. And the difference here is much smaller. Okay. So that would suggest that speed is a factor. Because I think the faster you're driving, the more likely you are to be killed in a driving accident, in a car accident, rather than just being injured. So this would seem to suggest that women are safer drivers than men, and they have fewer accidents. The next thing you can look at is, as I said before, is motoring offences. And again, these are crimes that people commit and are convicted for. Again, the percentages for males are even higher. 97% of people who are convicted of dangerous driving are men. Only 3% are women. That's incredible. That's kind of unbelievable, I find. And for people who are convicted of driving after they've been drinking alcohol or taking drugs, again, the statistics are very high, very high. 90% in 2001, 89% in 2002. So again, far more men than women are convicted of driving offences. Another interesting set of figures is the figures for people under the age of 21. So bearing in mind that you can only pass your driving test when you're 17, so between the ages of 17 and 21 is only 4 years in your driving career. But the percentage of people convicted of dangerous driving or of causing death or bodily harm or under 21s is very high in relation to the number of drivers in that age group. Okay. So, what do these different figures tell us? Men are better at passing driving tests than women. More men are killed in driving accidents than women. Far more men than women are convicted of driving offences. I think there are other variables that we need to consider to put these statistics in perspective. The first thing that we need to consider is age. As we saw before in the previous slide, a large proportion of those people convicted for driving offences are under the age of 21. Sorry, in that slide before, it didn't distinguish between male and female drivers. It just was just looking at drivers who are under the age of 21. So is age a factor that we have to consider? The other thing that we need to consider is, whether there are similar numbers of men and women drivers. Because if there are a lot more male drivers than women drivers, then it wouldn't be surprising that more men are involved in car accidents or convicted of driving offences. In fact, 18 million men in the UK have driving licences, and only about 14.5 million women have driving licences. So there are more male drivers than women drivers, but not a large proportion more male drivers than women drivers. Certainly not to account for, not enough to account for all those traffic offences and all those deaths.